Okay, today's Daf Chaf in Maseches Nazir. Thank Menachem for filling in while I was away. It was wonderful to meet the Talmidim in London that came over, and there's a face to some of the airwaves out there. But Baruch Hashem, now we can get back to Talmud Torah together. Okay, so we are on Daf Yud Tes Amabez in Maseches Nazir. Let's start from the Mishnah again. Mishnah says, Misha Nazar Naziris Harbe, somebody accepts upon themselves many Nazirios. It can't just be one Naziris, because then there wouldn't be a Machlokas in the Mishnah. So it's got to be more than one Naziris. Somebody's Makabel to be a Nazir many times. V'hishlam ez Naziruso, and they're Mashlam and Naziris, wonderful. V'yachar kach bala aretz, the only problem was they were in Chutzla aretz when they were Makabel, the Naziris, and then they came to Eretz Yisrael. Tosas points out that it's not a coincidence that they happen to come to Eretz Yisrael. Tosas says they have to come to Eretz Yisrael. Tosas, five lines from the bottom. Lav dafka b'mikre ba'alma. Doesn't mean stam, it just happened. Delo sagi delo asil Eretz Yisrael. Lahakav karbonosov alahashim nezirusso. They have to come to Eretz Yisrael. They have to give their karbonos. They have to be mashal the nezirus. Lamar kid islay. As we'll see in the Mishnah. But again, they have to. So it's not just bala aris. They happen to come to Eretz Yisrael. But Tosas says that they came to Eretz Yisrael. Why couldn't they send their karbanos through a shliach? Why can't they send their karbanos through a shliach? So the Brisker Rav says that usually you can, but by a nazir, he has to do certain mitzvahs shebegufo regarding his naziris. For example, he has to do tznufa, he has to wave the parts of the animal with the kohen, and he has to get a haircut, and he has to throw the hair under the pot in the base of Migdash. So the nazir has to be personally involved. That's why he can't just send the karbanos. So that's why he has to come to Eretz Yisrael. So he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and then, so what's the halacha? So machlokas, Beishamai omrim nazir shloshim yom. Beishamai says he has to be a nazir, even though he finishes naziris already. But as we'll see, for various reasons in the Gemara, he has to be a nazir again for a month. Shloshim yom, even if he had accepted a naziris for 6 months, he has to be a nazir for shloshim yom. Ubeis Hillel omrim nazir betchila. Beis Hillel says, no, you got to be a nazir exactly what you had, if you were makabel to be a nazir 6 times, right? 6 times 30. So too, you have to do that again when you come to Eretz Yisrael. What's the machlokas about? We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos point out that this is a chiddush, that either shita, we are delaying the karbanos. We're delaying, he really finishes Nazir, so we're delaying the karbanos. So you should say, he shouldn't violate Balta Acher. Imagine if he accepted to be a Nazir, we'll see, for 5 years. So he's not going to bring karbanos for 5 years, even though he really finishes Naziris. So says Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnayos, Yesh koach b'yad chachamim, lakar davar min ha-Torah b'shev al tasa. Chachamim, like the Moran Yivamas tells us, the chachamim have the power to tell you, don't do a mitzvah. B'shev al tasa. Don't blow shofar, don't shake a lulav, don't bring your karbanos yet. You're going to seem to violate an avera. You're going to seem to violate. Chacham had the power to do that. This relates to the issue of what does Shev Al Tasa mean? Does it mean don't do an action or don't fulfill a mitzvah? Because here's a case where not doing an action is violating. Usually, don't blow shofar. So it's a bitul aseh. Chazal have the power to do that. That's Shev Al Tasa. Here, not bringing a karbon violates lo sa'acher, bal ta'acher. So you might say this isn't Shev Al Tasa. Says Rabbi Kivager, quoting other Rishonim, that no. That's what the power is based on. In Tosfos Kiva Eger, right here on the Mishnah.
Is there any other lo sase you could violate by not acting?
I remember we had this discussion once before. I don't remember what it was. Is there any other lo sase that you could violate by not acting? There are. Just let's, we'll think about it. We'll think about it. Okay. So says the Mishnah. Let's continue. Let's finish the Mishnah first, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Maisa behilni hamalka shehalach ben alam olchama hilni hamalka. Her child, her son, went off to war. Va'amra, and she said to herself, "Im yavo benimin amolchama b'shalom and nazira shevashanim. If my son comes back safely from war, I'll be a nazira for 7 years." 7 years, as we mentioned, nazir and nazira, man or woman. Uba ben Amin alachama baruch Hashem, her son came back from war. V'haisa nazira shevashanim, and she accepted to be a nazira for 7 years. Ubisov Shevashanim also Aretz, and after 7 years she came to Eretz Yisrael, and Vahoruhu Beis Hillel, Shetehe Nazira, Od Shevashanim Acheris. And Beis Hillel Paskin, she's got to be a Nazir for another 7 years. Right? Beis Hillel Shitaso. That, even though Beis Shammai says you got to just do 30 days, but Beis Hillel says Kibatchila, you got to be a Nazir for another 7 years. And Oive, what happened? Ubuso Shevashanim Nitmeis, on the last day of her Nazira, she becomes Tamei. So, but if it's Nazira, Eser Machashana, she got to do it for another 7 years. So altogether, she was a Nazira for 21 years. Bless you. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ends off the Mishnah. Lo haisa nezira ela arba esvishana. No, no, it was only 14 years. What exactly is Rabbi Yehuda commenting on? We'll see in the Gemara, whether he's commenting on Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Okay, 2 points on the Mishnah. Number one, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is here. The Rambam says, read it to you, Hanezirus efshar b'chutz la'aretz. It's impossible to have Nezirus in chutz la'aretz. Mipnei ha'tuma, because of the tuma, at the tuma of Eretz Ha'amim, as we'll see in the Gemara. Umasha amru b'tosefta shenezirus tohekas ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. That which it says in the Tosefta, that Nezirus is noheg in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz, ratza lomar, shekomi shechayiv atzmo Nezirus b'chutz la'aretz, nizchayiv bazeh al tzad ha'knas. It just means that if you're a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz, you have to come and do it again in Eretz Yisrael. But really, you're not a Nazir at all in Chutz La'aretz, says the Rambam. L'fichach, yalal Eretz Yisrael, v'yischayiv sham b'nezirus. That's the Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam in Nezirus in Beis Chaf. I don't know what the Rambam means. There's no Nezirus at all in Chutz La'aretz? I don't understand that. Says the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, because of sham rabbeinu ha'nezirus, yef sham b'chutz la'aretz b'bnei ha'tumah. It's purely knas. The Gemara will talk about knas, but the nazirus on chutz laretz was meaningless, says the Kesef Mishnah. The Masha sheminadin uchayev lenhog nazirus b'chutz laretz. She afal pi she yatamei lomelo yino minadin b'yainu b'teklachas. First of all, fine, chutz laretz is tamei, but you could also still be a nazir from wine and from haircut. V'lo gara mimisha nazir b'beis akvaris. What Menachem did with you a couple days ago. First, it's accepted to be a nazir in a cemetery. So according to a number of shitas, right, you have to go through all the shitas there, that you're a nazir, you can't get a haircut. And you can't drink wine. So what, regarding tumah, it depends. Maybe if they warned you to go out and you don't go out, different shitas. But why is chutz laretz worse than a beis akvaris? Yes, the Kesef Mishnah. There's nothing in chutz laretz. Doesn't say in the Torah anywhere, kisavo el aretz. Va'od, mishu b'chutz la'aretz, eino tamei min ha'Torah, as we're going to talk about in the Gemara. Tumas eretz ha'amim is derabanan. It's derabanan. V'yem kein asu lo l'tamei b'tumah daraisa. It should be still asu, all tumas daraisa should be asur. Va'afilu b'tumah derabanan nami asur, maybe. See, continues, it says it must be the Rambam was chozer bo. When he wrote his Mishnah Torah, it must be he was chozer bo from what he wrote in Pirush Mishnayos, which we have other examples of. And therefore, if you were medayik in the language of the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, he doesn't say it's meaningless in Chutz La'aretz. We're konis you, and you should also go and do another one in Eretz Yisrael. But he doesn't say that it's meaningless. Says the Rambam now in Beis Chaf Aleph. Ein anezir so hegas erlo Eretz Yisrael. Umisha nazar b'chutz la'aretz, kontzin oso, umachayvin oso lalos l'Eretz Yisrael, v'lios nazir b'Eretz Yisrael, k'minin yam shenadar. Like Beisul Oshita. Doesn't say anything about ein anezir s'bechlau. If all the Tosefthus is b'feirish, no hegas ba'aretz, u'b'chutz la'aretz. L'fichach, then the Rambam adds, this is another machlokes, misha nadar bizman hazeh b'chutz la'aretz. Let's say bizman hazeh. You're in Chutz La'aretz, you make yourself, like we had that case about the Minchas Yitzchak last week, right? You accept to be a Nazir, Bezman is in Chutz La'aretz. Kofen oso lalos the Eretz Yisrael. V'yanoi nazir isha, machi yamos, o ashi yibana hamikdash. Bezman is in, 2008. If you're accepted to be a Nazir, you gotta go to Eretz Yisrael, and you gotta stay there. You gotta stay there until a person dies, or until Mashiach comes. V'yakrav karmanosu, v'imlos yimein Yisrael. V'chol zmanchu, b'chutz la'aretz, harizeh, and as long as he's in Chutz La'aretz, though, asur lishtos yayin al-tam el-meisim. Like I said before, said this is Nezirus in Chutz La'aretz. Right, he cannot drink wine, he cannot get a haircut, ulagalech, v'chol dikduke Nezirus alav, v'yavav b'yishen yom elu olon lo. Fine. The Ravid, by the way, says, I don't agree with the Rambam. What's the point, b'zman hazeh, of going to Eretz Yisrael? What's the point? We're all tamei meis anyway. B'zman hazeh, you should go to Eretz Yisrael because you're tamei tumas ha'amim? So I argue on that point. V'lama kovados olalos, v'linos, v'yesham tara. Where there's tara in Eretz Yisrael today. V'alo kulano tumeim tumas meis. V'yein kan hefrish bein Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. V'asur lazo b'chol makom. Says the Ravid, you shouldn't be a nazir today. Don't be a naziris. You're not going to be able to become tara. You can't bring your kabanas. But machlokas ramam Ravid, b'zman hazeh. If somebody becomes a nazir in chutz la'aretz, do they have to today go to Eretz Yisrael? The Ravid says there's no point. We're all tamei anyway, while the Rambam says he still should go. Okay. One other point on the Mishnah, and then we will continue. So the Mishnah says that Hilni Amalka, she came, she was a Nazira for 7 years, and then at the end of the 7 years she came, and Horuhu Beis Hillel, that she should be a Nazira for another 7 years. Remember when this came up, Horuhu Beis Hillel, you can look on the side, Ksubas Dav Zayin. Where did it come up? We had a Gemara in Ksubas Dav Zayin and Aleph, where the Gemara there was talking about being Boal Bir Rishona on Shabbos, and the Gemara there used the Lashon of Horuhu. Gemara there said, Hora Rabbi Yochanan b'tzaydin, Aser levo b'tchila b'shabbos. The Hora, the psak was Aser. We paskin mutter, but Aser. Then the Gemara adds, Umi'ika Hora le'iser. Do we ever find the language of Hora? Is there a psak that's l'chumra le'iser? The Gemara says, yeah, our Mishnah. V'hatznan, Horuhu beis hillel, so that is here, Oshav eshan ha'machiros. What was the issue there? Why can't you use the lashon of Hora by psak? So that's the Rashi there, linked together with the Rashi in Beis Adav Beis. Rashi there, Ksubas Dav Zayin. Why is the Gemara bothered by the lashon of Hora being used as a Chumra? Mi kari iso Hora. Mi shum de kol adam rasho el ha'achmir. Anybody can be ma'achmir. V'ha oser ain't a smichas dvarim. If somebody's ma'achmir, that doesn't show that that's the halacha. Sha'afila min ha'safik, she'en halacha brur lo huba. The oser. Even if somebody doesn't know the halacha, better not to, you should be ma'achmir. I could say that even if I have no idea what the halacha should be. Just to be safe. Aval hamatir somech al shmuaso. You know what's a psak? A psak is a heter. Because that reflects true knowledge of the issue. O al svaras lachmaso v'chi hora. That was the question the Gemara said, and that's why the Gemara was bothered. Is there a hora? Is there? The Gemara says, yeah, you find it. But you're right, hora usually should be litzad heter. Right, and this was connected, if they connect the Rashi and Ksubas Dav Zayin and Beis Dav Beis. That's the Rashi, Beis Dav Beis, and Beis. Koach teheterah adif. The Gemara says that there, the koach to be matir is better. What does that mean? Rashi says, Tov lo lahashmienu koach divrei hamatir. It's better to teach us the matir's opinion. Why? Shehu somech al shmuaso veinu yare lahatir. He's not scared. Ava koach ha'oster mein araya. Shako yecholon lahachmir. Vafilu b'dvar amutar. Anybody can be machmir. Rashi came up yesterday. I came off of the plane yesterday. I went straight to a wedding. And so at the wedding, as sometimes things go, people sometimes are late. People who you want to give kibbutzim to. So obviously the people, some of the people who were going to sign the ksuba were late, so they delayed the sign. It was all during the day, there was no date problems, and they were going to sign the ksuba later, so they had the walking down the aisle. Minag Yerushalayim, I think, is even to sign the ksuba always between Erisin and Yisuin. So the guy was there, so they were going to sign the ksuba there, because obviously they wanted to sign it earlier, but Lamaisa, so I was sitting next to somebody, so I was going to read the ksuba, so I was holding the ksuba, and then I was going to bring it up, and they were going to sign it before it. So the guy sits next to me, Rav, wonderful person, so he's saying, wow, they didn't sign the it's ksuba? Yeah, they're going to sign it right before. So then he says, oh, but he filled in v'kanina already. V'kanina, the kinyan was done. So I said, yes, there is an ancient old minhag to leave out the last letter of v'kanina until the kinyan is done, and the edim signed it. But mi'ikar adin, you know, the ksuba, none of it's in effect until the edim signed it. And my chavrusa told me he was once at somebody's house, and he saw the beautiful ksuba on the dining room wall, and he sees v'kanina, the last letter was not put in. After 6 years of marriage, better hurry, get a new ksuba. Better hurry, they signed, it's missing the letter. So that's why some say, just fill in the v'kanina. So it's a minhag. But again, if you're worried, or you're mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to fill it in beforehand, and then, you know, and then sign it later. The whole thing is in past tense, and I'm going to accept to do this for my wife, and do this for my wife, and I made a kinyan. The whole thing is in past tense. It just doesn't kick in. So this guy was very upset. This Rav was very upset that the v'kanina was filled in. How could it be? It shouldn't be. It didn't take place yet. I said the whole ksuba didn't take place yet. But Baruch Hashem, he was into the tradition of Klal Yisrael, but he would say, you have to be machmir. What are you doing? It shouldn't work. I said, it works. It would make her a din. But again, this is koch de'edei radif. If we know why the v'kanina is left out, the minhag. But again, that's the Rashi's. That's the Rashi's. Just remember one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue the Gemara. And that is tzlach on that Rashi and Beitza. If you remember, the tzlach there gives a svara, a different svara than Rashi. Why koch de'edei adif? What did tzlach say? Because usually you have the principle of safik daraisa l'chumra. If you're not sure, so you have to be machmir. So only if you know could you go against the principle of Savi Daraisa Lachumra. Aval Oser Loasalona Toels Bedvarav. Sha'afim Oni Musuprema Yid Machmirim. Umitokach and Rogal Lomar, and the Slach has the Chiddush. Because of my Svar, says the Slach, I say that the principle of Koach Tehra Adif only applies by Dinim Daraisa. By Dinim Darabanan, Koach Isura Adif. Because the whole reason why I call it there are adif is because otherwise you would say Savi Daraisa L'chumra, but by Durabanan you would say Savi Daraisa L'kula. So therefore, koach the Isura adif when it comes to Durabanan. That's a chiddush, but that's the tzlach's chiddush in Beit Zadav Beis Mabes. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, the bottom. K'toni Reisha, Beishamei Omrim, Nazir Shal Shemim, Beishamei Omrim, Nazir Batchila. So what's the machlokas about? Somebody comes after fulfilling a long Nazirus and Chutz Laretz, they come to Eretz Yisrael, Beishamei says you have to be a Nazir for a month, and Beishila says you got to start again. Lema B'hakim Miflagi, let's say the machlokas is as follows. How Tamei is Chutz Laretz? When Chazal decreed that Chutz Laretz should have Tumah on it, What type and how deeply did they make that Tumah Derabanan? Remember, it's all Tumah Derabanan. How far did they go? So let's go with our Girsa first, which is the Girsa of the Mefaresh, and then we'll go with Tosfos' Girsa, but this is the Girsa that he likes. First, let's go with our Girsa. The Beishamai Savri, Eretz Ha'amim, Mishim Gusha Gazra Aleh. Eretz Ha'amim, they were gozer on the dirt. They gozer on the dirt of Chutz La'aretz. Ubeisilo Savri, Mishim Avir Gazra Aleh. Beisilo says not only the dirt, but even the airspace of Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. So you see, Beishamai is more Mako, Beisilo is more Machmir. So if he's more Mako, so that's why you only have to do 30 days when you come from Chutz La'aretz. And Beis Hillel is more Machmir, so he says even the airspace, so too, he's Machmir here, and you have to start again when you come from Chutz La'aretz. That's how the Mefarish says it. See on the top Mefarish, the Chamira Tum'asa. It's more Chamor, just in general. Tosfos, in the first skinny line, the Kasha L'Girsa Zu, Tosfos is not like this Girsa. Why? It's my time at the Beis Shammai. Why would Beis Shammai say you have to do another 30 days? Fine, it's because of you were tamei midraban chutz la'aretz mikol makom lister hakol, but everything should be uprooted. Midi dahavi abeis akvaris dina matavi ba'aver v'afilu achis osur hakol. We had a couple days ago. Let's say I go into a beis akvaris in a box. If I'm suspended in air in a box in beis akvaris, am I tamei? No. What was the case a few days ago? Somebody ripped off the floor. So now I'm in the airspace. I'm in an ohel. But if I'm in a box, an enclosed box over a Beis HaKvaris, I'm not Tameh. Why? Because the airspace of Beis HaKvaris is not Tameh. If you're enclosed in the box. So it says Tosfos, if Chutz La'aretz is Mishum Gusha and a Beis HaKvaris is Mishum Gusha, so according to Beis Shammai, it should be the same thing. The whole thing should be Tameh. The whole thing, you should be Soser everything. Just like a Beis HaKvaris is Soser everything. So too, if you come from Chutz La'aretz, it should be Soser everything, even if it's just Tameh Mishum Gush. So Tosfos says, I like the opposite Girsa. Lochei Nira, on the fifth skinny line of Tosfos, the Garcinon Ifcha, the opposite Girsa. Beishamai Savri Mishama Vira Gazu. Beishamai says that there was a very serious Gzera on Tumas Eretz Amim. Even the airspace was Tamei. And you know what? So because it was such a Chomer decree, you're not going to get confused with Chutz La'aretz and a Beis HaKvaris. That's why you only have to do a month. Ve'achmir be'eretz ha'amim. They were so machmir in Eretz ha'amim that you're not going to get confused. So a month is fine. U'Beis Hillel Samim Shem Gusha Gazru. No, Beis Hillel says just the opposite. Beis Hillel says Chutz La'aretz has the same exact type of tumah as a Beis HaKvaris. So if in Chutz La'aretz you don't make him restart again, you might come to not restart in a Beis HaKvaris, which is wrong. So that's why Dafka, because Beis Hillel is more Mako, you have to have more precautions and have the Tumah be Soser and have him start again when he comes from Chutz La'aretz. Okay, that's two deyas, one in the Mefarish, one in Tosfos, exactly how to read this Gemara. So that's the Machlokes. What exactly is the Tumah of Chutz La'aretz? Says the Gemara, though, maybe that's not the Machlokes. Dekulei Alma Mishum Gusha Gazer Olay. No, really, everyone is Gozer Mishum Gush, meaning the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos says this Girsa also has to be switched. Right? The Tosfos says at the end, Lefize, the end of that Dibur Maskel and Tosfos, it should be Mishum Avira Gazru. Either way, to try to get it all like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Savri Ki Kanisna B'Tchilas Nazir. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Beis Shammai Savri B'Stam Naziris Kanisna. Beis Hillel Savri Ki Kanisna B'Tchilas Naziris. And the Machlokas is just about, everybody agrees it's a Knas. The question is, how far does the Knas go? How far will Chazal go there, Mishum Knas, of accepting a Naziris in Chutz La'aretz? Oh. The Sharm Sarni Balacha here notes, or asks, we've mentioned in the past a number of times that when Chazal, certain times you have Yisurei Durabanan. Sometimes we find that when Chazal assered certain things, they not only said, this is the Daraisa level, and Midurabanan we're going to say it's a problem, but sometimes they even have the koach to say that even Midurabanan it's not Chal. Right? And the source that's quoted often is the Tosfos in Sukkah and Dav Gimel, where Tosfos there talks about the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's say you have a very small Sukkah. Sukkah can only fit you. You can't fit your table. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit in the Sukkah. It's a kosher Sukkah, midaraisa, and you're going to sit there. You're going to reach into your house. You're going to get your food and then come back into the Sukkah and eat there. So one shita there is, you can't use that Sukkah, midarabanan. Why? Because it's a bichshash. You don't want to spill soup on your pants, so you're going to go with a spoon and eat the soup, and you're going to come to eat outside the Sukkah. So Chazal say you can't use that Sukkah. Tosfos, the Daf Gimel and Sukkah seems to say, especially if you contrast it with the language of the Ran there, the Lashon is lo kiyamta Sukkah miyamecha, meaning even to Oraisa, that's not a good Sukkah. What do you mean? I sit in it, it's a good sukkah. No, once the Chazal say that you can't sit in it, even Mida Oraisa is not Chal. We've had this a number of times. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this by Kiddush. Mida Oraisa, what do you have to say for Kiddush? Zachris Yom Shabbos Akasho. Shabbos, you're wonderful. Shabbos is amazing. You'll say Kiddush. You'll say Kiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger says you say Kiddush to someone after shul, you're Yotze Kiddush Daraisa. Minchas Chinuch suggests maybe not. Maybe once Chazal told you how to do this mitzvah Daraisa, then you're not Yotze unless you do it. How Chazal told you to do it. So here the Yisharim Mitzvah Balacha notes, so why here didn't Chazal say, they're saying they want to be Konesu, for taking the Zeris and Chutz Laris. So why don't they say it's meaningless? Just like they did in many other cases. We just mentioned two. Why don't they just say it's meaningless? They said it's okay, but you have to Konesu to try to do it again. They just say it's meaningless. Why didn't they do that? Just like the case of Sukkah. So says the Yisharim Mitzvah Balacha, maybe there's a difference. The Efshar L'chalik, the Inyan Naziris Eino Matsui Kol Kach. Naziris is not so common that you need such a gzeira. Most people aren't ready, right? We had the case for the Minchas Yitzchak. How many cases, how many tshuvas are there in the past 30 years about Naziris? How many tshuvas? Probably not too many. Probably not too many about Naziris. But it's not so common. So Chazal weren't gozer on the Milsat of L'shlicha. So we're not gozer in that case. Sukkah. Small sukkahs that can come up every year. Every year, Mashiach mitzvah sukkah, to hudar lechal Yisrael v'chashana v'shana, chashashushi akilu b'divrayim, v'arim gozru lechazik d'var Torah. That's why he suggests, maybe that's why he wasn't gozer there, by here, but they were gozer by sukkah as well. Okay, one other ha'ara, and then we will continue. So what do we see from this Gemara? This tumah in chutz la'aretz. This tumah in chutz la'aretz. There's an amazing Rambam. It's not just a Rambam, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avel. Any kahanim here? Any kahanim here? Okay, listen up. Says the Rambam, "Meis tofes arba amos shelo l'tuma." A corpse is tofes dalad amos. You walk a kohen is allowed to go within dalad amos of a corpse. V'kol kohen shenichnas l'toch dalad amos, makanos amakas mardus. A kohen that goes into dalad amos of a corpse, he gets malchus midrabanan. V'chein im yetze l'chutz la'aretz. If a kohen goes to chutz la'aretz, makin oso makas mardus. I don't mean to upset you. Right? Give him Malkus to Rabbanon. Mipnei Shehein Avo Shadarayim. It's Tumah Midrabbanon. Says the Rambam Mefurash. A Kohen is not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. It's Tameh. Kohen can't make himself Tameh. Tameh Midrabbanon. It's not just the Rambam. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Avel, that's where Hilchas Tumas Kahanim is, in Simin Shin Samach Tes, HaKohen Muzar, Shloli Tameh Bameis, V'lo L'chol HaTumas HaParchos Mimenu, V'lo L'golo, V'lo L'dofik, V'lo V'ev B'nachai, etc. V'chein sadesh enechresh bo kever v'en yidu makomo v'chol eretz ha'amim asur l'koin l'tami bohen. All chutz la'aretz. So this is a word. This is a problem for many. It's a problem for many. What's happening here? So the Shach and the Taz save most kahanim. Shach and the Taz both say maybe this halacha doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't limit it, but the Shach and the Taz both say maybe this only means b'zman shemesa migdash ha'yakayim. Maybe that's what it means. Says the Shach. And the Taz says, that's the Shach and the Taz. The Rambam doesn't sound the way Pashtus, and Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't assume that way either. Rabbi Kiva Eger right here on the Mishnah, on the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, V'achshav lo nohagu li zahir. We're not knowing to be zahir. So he could have quoted the Shach and the Taz. He didn't. But instead, he gives other heterim. Maybe just like we have other heterim to get married, to find a job, to learn Torah, you're allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. So then maybe he's giving a heter. He's not saying that the whole halacha doesn't apply bizman hazeh. He's giving a heter. Then he says, Inami, maybe we're all tamei meis. But me'ikir adin, the halacha should apply, Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes. So that is it's an important unknown Shulchan Aruch. But that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah.
Maybe what the Shach and Taz mean is there's no way to undo this. There's no way to get at it.
Meaning like that earlier Riva that we mentioned before. Maybe there's nothing better. There's no better.
Right.
Are you allowed to do it in the first place?
No, well, I'm actually...
You're not allowed to do it in the first place, but once you did it, there's no... Do you get Malkus Mardus?
No, you can't undo it.
So I'm saying forget undoing it, but do you get... Let's say you have a coin in Eretz Yisrael today. Do you get Malkus Mardus according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger? If you're not doing it L'Shem Parnasa? Right, so that's a question. The Minchas Chinuch has one other solution, which saves some, and that is maybe the difference is between Kohanim that are there and Kohanim that start out of Chutz La'aretz. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Reis Samach Gimel. V'nira Pashit, the Dafka ben Nazir Konsen Oso. By a Nazir, it's his fault. T'lama Kibbalam Naziris B'chutz Laretz. Kibbut Shutami B'gzeres Chazal. Why did he accept the Naziris there, like a few days ago? Why did the Nazir become a Nazir in a Beis HaKvaris? What's he doing? Right, so he's Poshea. Avol Hani Kohani Hanuladim B'chutz Laretz Shalom Pashu Klal. Somebody's born in Chutz Laretz and he didn't do anything wrong. Ain Aleim Shum Isser. Umutam Lios B'chutz Laretz. Is that Pashut? Upuk Chazi. Kamakani Ika B'chutz Laretz. Go out. What, you wanna have a city where, right, the Shulchan Aruch talks about cities where you have all Kahanim. Hey, what do you do for Aliyah? What do you do for Duchening? So what about, he's saying, what do you have a city without Kahanim? They're all gonna go to Eretz Yisrael. Just put Chazi, plenty of them live here. Aval Koin Me'eretz Yisrael. Osha Natha Michutz Laretz Yisrael, Bavade Asr Lasis L'chutz Laretz. Gam Im Lo Lomot Torah. Again, Mechaz Kenach assumes like Rebbe Kiva Eger, that the Isser is intact unless you have a Heter. But again, that's fascinating discussion related to this Gemara about the Tumah. About the Tumah. Okay, let's go weiter. With that called Psul Edus. Psul Edus, I think, is only by Malkus, if you're Chayim Malkus Daraisa. Right, the two types of Psul Edus. There's Rasha de Chamas and not Chamas. So Rasha de Chamas is anything related to money, and Rasha not Chamas is, I think, only something that's Chayiv Malkus Daraisa or worse. Mises Bezdin and others, but I think less than that, like Bittul Aseis, I don't think they're Psul Edus. To check the Hilchas Edus. Okay. Two dots. Says the Gemara, Maisim Hilni Amalka, Bechulu. So the end of the Mishnah quoted the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that, no, it was only 14 years, not blank. So what's the blank? That's what the Gemara says. Yibay Luhu. Bishanit Beis Fa'aliba de Beishamai, Oldimla Bishalotnit Beis Fa'aliba de Beishilla. In other words, the Gemara is asking, is Rabbi Yehuda arguing on the halacha or on the mitzius of the story? Is he arguing on the halacha? Meaning, Beishamai says, I argue with Beis Shammai that with your version of Beis Shammai, and when somebody became Tamei, he wouldn't just have to hold another 30 days according to Beis Shammai, he would have to hold another 7 years, so even Beis Shammai would have 14 years. Or he's arguing on the story. No, you think the Beis Hillel story all ended up being 21? No, you got the story wrong. It was only 14 years. It's only 14 years. That's what happened. So Tashma. So that's the question. So Gemara says, also La'aretz v'horu Beis Hillel. Look at the language of the Mishnah. She came to Eretz Yisrael. V'horu Beis Hillel shetein nezira od sheva shana macheros v'chulu and Beis Hillel paskin to be another for another 7 years. V'yisakadad v'shenet v'yisvah libet v'yis shamay. And if it's true that Rabbi Yehuda is really commenting on Beis Shammai, that it's a case where she became Tamei, and Beis Shammai would agree that it's so ser everything you have to do 14 years. Ihachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo haisa nezira lo yudal shana. Yudal shana v'shaloshim yomi boile. If it's at the end of what she was supposed to do, then it shouldn't be 14, Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't say, it should be 14 and a month. Tosfos deals with why couldn't it be the 30 days included in the 7 years. Tosfos deals with that problem. But the Gemara accepts this claim and says it must be within Shita's Beis Hillel that the story was wrong, because if it was Beis Shammai, it would have recorded 14 years and a month, not just 14 years. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Da'amar Kra. Also, we have a Brisa. The Rabbi Eliezer says, we had this earlier, Zos Taras HaNazir, special limud. HaTorah Amra, Kinitma B'yomalos, Tain Lo Taras Nazir. So it becomes Tamei on the last day of Naziris, the most he's going to have to redo is 30 days. 30 days, Toras Nazir, a regular Naziris, he's not going to have to start again. Period. Okay, next Mishnah. Asnisa. Misha Hayu, Shtei Kite Edim, Meido Soso. Two Kite Edim. Four people come to court. Each of them have a different story. Elo Meidim Shenazar Shtayim. Two of them say that Reuven accepted to be a Nazir twice. Ari's a Nazir, he's going to be a Nazir twice, the 60 days. Ve'ele me'idim shenazir chamesh. They say, no, you got it wrong. Five times. They're machlokes. What did Reuven do? What does Reuven say? It doesn't say in the Mishnah. What does Reuven say?
It's irrelevant?
So let's see the machlokes. Beis Shammai omrim nechlo ha'edus ve'enka naziris. Beis Shammai says he's not a Nazir at all. Machlokes. Right? Edus muchashas. Right? This trey. We say trey, they knock each other out. We've discussed in the past whether they knock each other out and they're not there anymore, or it's at least a stalemate. They're both there, right? Machlokas, trey, seka d'arais or seka d'rabanan, machlokas and mesachas ksubis. We discussed that a few years ago, last year. But either way, it's knocked out. Their edus is not effective, and he's not a nazir at all. It's amazing. Two people say he's a nazir twice, and two say he's a nazir five times. He's not a nazir at all. So what does he say? Ubeisila Omrim Yesh Bechlal Chamish. Just read the language of the Rav Bar Tanura. Edus Mukhashas says the Rav Haol Bachisha Zu Azu Nisbatlu Devrahem Ve'ain Kan Edus Klal. It's batal. No edus. So that's a Beis Shammai Shita. Ubeis Hillel Omrim. Yesh Bechal Chameh Shtayim. Shiyehe Nazir Shtayim. As we know the principle, Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana. At least take the least common denominator. So one says two, one says five, so he's at least Nazir two. So at least Nazir two. Tosfos asks the question. What is he saying? Tosfos Zivra Maskel Mi. Look at the first wide line in Tosfos, in the middle of the line. V'im Tomar. Hey Chidami. What is he doing here? Im Shasakanode. If he's quiet, Shtika Koda Damya. If he's quiet by one of the testimonies, we should say Shtika Koda. He's admitting. Quiet, like if he's quiet after the five, after the two. So what exactly is the case here? Tosfos says 3 days. 3 days, what exactly the case could be? Maybe by each one he argues. You're wrong. Argues by each one. Okay, option number one, he argues by each one. What does he say? I'm not a Nazir. I was never a Mekabel Naziris at all. Right? You're making up a story. Inami number two. I don't remember. I was a Nazir. I don't remember what I said. So again there, you have to go by what they. I don't even remember if I said the Naziris. No, it was a tough day. You know, it's busy. I don't remember. Inami. Maybe there is shtika, but it's shtika after both of them. They both come at the same time and they make their claims. He doesn't say a word. So again, all these cases we have to go based on what they say, not what he says. He's not helping us. So, Dahmer, yeah? Sorry, if he would say where? I'm saying, but if he would show his hand by one of the adios, Tosis is assuming we go shtika koda, meaning let's say one of them testify. Let's say two people come to court. One of them is going first. Tos is assumed in the Havamina. Somebody comes to court on Tuesday and says, this guy is a Nazir. Twice. And he doesn't say a word. Finished. It's finished. He's a Nazir twice. Somebody comes tomorrow, it's finished already. We already see Shtika Koda already kicked in. If you're right, if they're both equal, then you can't do a Shtika Koda.
If two of them come and say, Rubino's chairman $100. And tomorrow, two of them come and say, no, Rubino's chairman $200.
Right.
Rubino's chairman is sitting there. We don't care what they say.
I'm saying, but if Reuven does admit to something, that's shtika koda. At least the edus might be more than what he admits. If let's say there are no edim, I come to you and say I owe you $500. Shtika koda, that's hodas baldin.
Right.
So if shtika koda translates into hodas baldin, so you at least have that.
So
the question is really on Beis Shammai. How can Beis Shammai say nothing? Shtika koda, at least some level. You're right. The edios. That he can't contradict an aid, but he could at least bolster the lower claim.
Only one person.
But it's himself. It's himself. Hodas baldin. You're right. You can't be mechayev somebody else. But, you know, he owes me $100. That's not hodas baldin. You can't be mechayev anybody else. One person. But eidachanem bisurin and hodas baldin be'edim dami. We have certain emonios by one person. So that's why Tosa gives those three options for what he's doing here. Either he's arguing with everybody, or he's quiet after both of them, or he says, "Eini yodeya." Okay, so says the Gemara. By the way, it comes up another time. The beginning of the Gemara that we read earlier, where we had Ketani Reisha at the beginning of Yud Tesma Beis and the Gemara, that's an unusual lashon of Ketani Reisha. You're about to quote the Mishnah, so if you look on the Tosas here, Tosas Yimasal Ketani Reisha. So there's another time where it comes up, lashon Nazir Mishuna. Lashon Nazir Mishuna, the Dibraskal in Ketani. So we've had that a number of times in Nedarim and Nazir. Maybe once we get to Sota, we'll stop having Mishuna Lashonos. It's more of one of the Gemaras in the Mesorah. Okay, says the Gemara. Masisa Dloki Aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following version of the Machlokas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Titanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Shoah, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Omer. Lonech, Lugu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Al Shtei Kite Eidim. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel never argued whether it was a trey, two against two. That's not the machlokas. Everybody agrees. If one group, one pair says two, and one group, one pair says five, for sure he's two. Everybody agrees to that. That's not the machlokas, which is against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that is a machlokas. Al ma nechlaku. What's the machlokas about? Al kat achas. The machlokas is where you only have one kat. You have two people. Echad omer shtayim, echad omer chamish. One says two, one says five. That's where the machlokas is. Shebei Shammai omer nechle edus, and Beisel omer chamish shtayim. Again, if it's two versus two, then of course Beis Shammai agrees that you go by the least common denominator, at least two. The machlokas is where it's one against one. So then Beis Shammai says you throw everything out because you don't have two people saying something. And Beis Hillel says you do. They're at least both saying two. Amarav. Hakol modim bimone. Rav says everybody admits when he is mone. What does that mean? And what do they admit to? says, we'll see, the Rishonim explain, everybody agrees that they're not mitzarif. Even Beis Hillel agrees that they're not mitzarif by a case of Mona. What does Mona mean? So the Gemara deals with it. Amalei Rav Chamar L'Rav Chisa, my Kamar, what is that? What does Rav mean? But everybody agrees by Mona. Ilema Echad Omer Chamesh V'lo Shtayim. V'echad Omer Shtayim V'lo Chamesh. If he means in the case where they continue talking, they're Mona, they count out their words. Then one of them say, he's five and not two. The other one says two and not five. Meaning they beferish go against the other opinion. Hakamachashi adadi. Of course they're not going to be mitzarif because they're beferish arguing with each other. So of course Beis Hillel would not agree there. Ella, no, this is the Chiddush of Rav. Echad Omer Achas Ushtayim, the Echad Omer Shalosh Arba V'Chamish. They don't talk about the other person. Just one of them says he was an Azir once, twice. The other one says he was an Azir three times, four times, five times. So why did the person who said three times, four times, five times not say one and two? So that's the machlokes. Beis Shammai says that it's because they must argue with each other. And the one that says 3, 4, 5 is as if he said not one and two. And Beis Hillel says, no, he must have just left it out. Says so the Gemara again, though. That's Pashit Halamali. Why is that true? Hashta Yeshlomar Chamirta Amar. We're going to go with Tosfos as Girsa, taking out the next word. Kilsa Lo Amar. No, why would you say that that's as if he was mufurish against the other shita? If he says 3, 4, 5, it must be because I'm going to say the more chamur, the added chiddush of my friend. My friend said 1, 2, of course that's true. But I'm going to go beyond the next step of 3, 4, 5. So that also, if Rav says that can't be true because Beis Hillel would never say that that's not mitzurif. Amri, so Gemara answers, Amri, but my Rava ain't a chasha b'mona. So in Marav and Eretz Yisrael, they said the opposite. Ein hachash v'mone, that if one says 1, 2, the other one says 3, 4, 5, it's not a hachasha, and they can be mitzuraf, meaning against what Rav said earlier on Amud Aleph. We didn't do the other girsa where the word Rav is there. You can look at the Mefarish here. He uses the girsa of Rav, but a sheet of Rav is quoted that's not in our Gemara. And look at the Mefarish says, you look on the fourth, fifth, we're not going to explain the Gemara according to this Girsa, but you look on the fourth line on Amud Beis, Ve'echash Aminu Le Rav, Damar Hachi, where do you see that Rav made this statement about Chomer and Kal? B'Mesechis Sanhedrin Yerushalmis. In the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, dot. Says the Maritz Chayis, this is one of my rayas again, as I've said a number of times, that the people in the Talmud Bavli, as they wrote their Gemara, they had the Yerushalmi sitting in front of them. Yeah, the Yerushalmi sitting in front of them, the Yerushalmi of Rabbi Yochanan, that's what the Maritz Chayis says here. So this is another Raya, according to this Girsa that many Rishonim have, that the Yerushalmi was sitting in front of the Rabbanei HaBavli as they wrote the Bavli. Again, we knew the Yerushalmi was a little earlier, but we know that they had it in front of them. Maritz Chayis says, yes, they do. He quotes a riff at the end of Mesechas Erevin that says it. Okay, fourth parak. Fourth parak in Mesechas Nazir as we continue. The first couple of parakim in Nazir are all about unusual cases of accepting Nazirus before later in the Masechta we get into some of the halachas about the tiklachas and about the yayin, etc. But now we continue. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir Vishama Chaveir Va'amar Va'ani Va'ani. Reuben says, I'm a Nazir. Shimon hears and says, and I. One word. And Levi says, and I. That's all they say. Kulam Nazirim. They're all Nazirim. Right? Just saying that one word, and I, they're all Nazirim. Two important points. Number one, the tzlach. Tzlach and brachas, daf chaf aleph. Chaf aleph mabez, that's the sugya of shomea ka'one. Ask the tzlach, why do they have to say anything? What if you say, right, you say I'm a nazir, and I'm thinking to myself, me too. Right, just like shomea ka'one. We paskin, let's say, by kiddush. By kiddush, even if you're supposed to say amen l'chadchila. What if you didn't say amen, but you had kavana latzeis and you had kavana shalahotzi? You're yotze, even if you didn't say amen.
We require expression.
Well, that's Reb Shimon. Lo nit nazir es el hafla. Question is, everybody passing that way? Right, that's one day in the Tanaim. So the tzlach gives two other answers, though. You know, why do you have to have ani here? Forget the viani. If he accepts it, if he says later on, I accept the nazir based on my thought, shomea ka'ona, right, you don't need anything. So two answers. He says, b'em eshtei tshuvas b'davar. Number one, chada, bishlam agabe bracha, zeshem avarach omer abracha kitikna. By a bracha, somebody says the bracha. Somebody says the bracha. Right. Let's say he's drinking and I'm drinking. So I could drink also. That's a beautiful bracha. But if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, I am a Nazir, it relates to what we had a few days ago also. So, Shomei Ka'one, also Hareini Nazir. So how do I know if I mean, I'm copying his words. So I'm saying that he should be a Nazir? How do I know that the Hareini Nazir applies to me? So that's why you need Va'ani. When it comes to a bracha, everybody uses the same nusach. The guy who says it first, he has not a kavana lahotzi. He's saying it about himself. That's why you have to have va'ani. Number one. And number two is that there's no kavana here. He has kavana to be a nazir himself. Not kavana. So number one is a washing problem. Number two is a kavana problem. I have a kavana problem. So he had a kavana lahotzi me. If I tell him beforehand, be motzi me and your kavalas and zeros, maybe that would work. But he says, that's why it doesn't work. Ba'ofan, so that's what he says, why you wouldn't be able to apply Shomei Ka'ona here. You should make a neder in your mind. We have by tztaka, possibly. By tztaka. But again, but that's not using the principle of Shomei Ka'ona. By Shomei Ka'ona, you have a dibur that's out there. You're trying to latch onto that dibur. It's not a pure machshava. You're trying to latch onto that dibur. One. Two, the Rush in Nedarim, the beginning of the second parak, uses this Mishnah to say that by a neder, it relates a little to what you just said. By a neder, you don't need to be mefarish the whole neder. Right? Just the word va'ani is already a Kabbalah's neder, a Kabbalah's Zibis. He quotes this Mishnah in contrast to a Shvuah. In contrast to a Shvuah. Let's say somebody goes to a piece of cookie and says, I swear I will not eat that cookie. And then somebody else says, va'ani. That doesn't work, says the Rush. It only works by a neder. Because by a neder, because as we said, it's chal on the chefsa. So because it's chal on the chefsa, so you could connect yourself to the chefsa a number of times over. Masha'eki, when it comes to a shvuah, it's about you. It's about you. So my saying ba'ani is not going to connect. The Rush there in the first siman in Perek Beis in Nedarim explains it. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So again, somebody says Harini Nazir, and his friend says Va'ani, Va'ani, they're all Nazir. Hutar Harishon, Hutar Kulam. If the first one goes to a Chacham and gets his Naziris Hutar, then they're all Hutar, because they're all Tali on him. It's like a chain. I'm Va'ani, only if you're a Nazir, but if you're not a Nazir anymore, then the whole thing falls apart. Hutar Ha'achron, Ha'achron, Mutav Kulun Nasurin. If the last one on the chain falls off, gets Hutar, then everybody else is still a Nazir. They're all Asurin, because they're not Tali on him. Second case. Amar Harini Nazir v'shama Chavir v'amar. Reuven says, I'm a Nazir. And his friend says, Pi kapiv v'sari kasaro. My mouth is like his mouth. My hair is like his hair. Harez a Nazir, that's also a Kabbalah's Naziris. The Gemara will talk about it tomorrow. Harini Nazir. So now we get to husbands and wives. At the end of the last two prakim in Nedarim, if you remember. Spoke about the Hafara. So Harini Nazir v'shama ishto v'amar v'amra v'ani. A man says, I'm a Nazir. His wife says va'ani, mefer shalav v'shalokayim. So he can be mefer his wife's naziris. That's naziris is a type of neder, and therefore the ba can be mefer his wife's naziris. That's a davar shel inui nefesh. Right? You don't get more inui nefesh than that. But she can't drink wine. Harini nazira. What about the opposite case? Harini nazira. If a woman says I'm a nazira, v'shama bailav amar va'ani, and the husband says va'ani, enu yachal hafer. He cannot be mefer it. Why not? Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Either because if he's made for her neder, Naziris, then ultimately that's going to cause his Naziris to fall apart, right? Because he's totally on her. And you can't be matir nidre atzmo, or Naziris atzmo. So that's why, because this will cause his to fall away, that's why he can't do it. A. B, the other type of, the other reason the Gemara is going to give why he can't be made for her Naziris is because his saying va'ani is considered a kiyum. If it's already called a kiyum, then he can't be made for, as we learned, after he's makayim her Naziris. Next. Harini Nazir, the husband says, I'm a Nazir. Va'at, and then he says to his wife, What about you? Va'amra Amen. She says, yeah, Amen, I agree. So made for Shalav Shalokayim, same as the previous halacha, he can be made for hers, because his is not totally on hers, but his is Kayim. Harini Nazira Vi'ata, she says, I'm a Nazir. And she says, what about you, husband? Va'amra Amen, Eni Yachal Hafer, same thing, we had A, B. Both first parts of the case are the same, and both second parts of the case are the same. Good. Says the Gemara, Yosef Reish Lakish Kamei Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. The Yosef Kamar Reish Lakish said the following chiddush: V'hushit tvisu kulan b'tokadei dibor. When do all the va'anis work? Somebody says Harini Nazir, and they all say va'ani, va'ani, va'ani. It only those that say va'ani within tokadei dibor. The Kama tokadei dibor. How much is tokadei dibor? It's two different Gemaras. But we're going to go through what our Gemara here says. Kadei she'elas shalom. Enough time that it says to say hello to someone. Anybody? As long as it takes for a Talmud to say hello to the Rav, different gersos in various Gemaras, Shalom Alecha Moi V'Rabi, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, different gersos, but either way, it's a phrase that takes a few seconds to say, as we discussed Toka de Dibur, that's the only amount that it works. In other words, only three Va'anis work. That's Reish Lakish is chiddush. Because after the third va'ani, it's no longer tok tek dibur to the hareni nazir, and therefore, if you have a fourth va'ani, a fourth friend, that's not going to work. You don't look at tok tek dibur from the end of what was said. You look at it from the hareni nazir. Says the Gemara back, Armalei tuvul shavaktav rafkula talmita. But what do you mean? You want to be able, let's say, right after the person says hareni nazir, his Rebbe walks by. So he wants to give shalom to the Rebbe and then say va'ani. So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya back, no, you got to add in one more. You got to have Tok de Dibur, and then right after that, the Tam would be able to say Va'ani. It's even four friends. That's even the fourth person could say Va'ani, not just three. Again, Tok de Dibur is a huge discussion. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. Just one Ha'ara to leave you with, and then we'll talk about Tok de Dibur again tomorrow morning. Rabbi Yoni in Bracha says, you're not allowed to say Shalom to your Rebbe. All these Gemaras, they say Shalom Tam of the Rav. All these cases should be understood as giving Shalom back to your Rebbe. If your Rebbe said, give shalom to you, so then you can be machzer shalom. Shalom alecha Rebbe Yomori. That's Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. But the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Rambam says that no, you can give shalom to your Rebbe, you just have to do it in a certain way. You can't give shalom to your Rebbe like you give shalom to everybody else. You have to give shalom, b'derech yira v'fachad. So maybe we'll start with that machlokas, Rabbeinu Yonah and Rambam, tomorrow morning. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll continue.